Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome. Good to have you all with us here today. I'm glad you could join us here on this beautiful, beautiful day here in Baltimore. And if you're somewhere else, please listen to us these next couple hours. Let's go through our day in history today, October the 22nd. October 22nd, this is actually a day that began in 1996, the October 22nd Coalition to Stop Police Brutality, Repression, and Criminalization of a Generation. And on this day, it's mobilized every year to stop police brutality. You can actually find out more at www.october22.org. And we'll be doing many shows in this coming weeks, as we have been, especially when we find out what happened to Tyrone West here in the city of Baltimore. This is a day in 1811 that Franz Liszt was born, the great composer. We might hear a little bit of his music during the course of the next couple of hours in the Habsburg Empire, Kingdom of Hungary. This is a day in 1854 that James Bland wrote 600 songs like Carry Me Back to Old Virginia and more. The state song was born in Flushing, New York. Songs that many of us consider kind of racist and part of the Old South, but he wrote these songs, was born on this day. This is a day that one of the great authors in America, in the world, was born, British novelist Doris Lessing. She wrote The Golden Notebook, one of my favorite books, in 1962, The Gold Terrorist. The Good Terrorist, I should say. She won the Nobel Prize in 2007. And when it was said of her, and this is true, she was the epicist of the female experience. With skepticism, fire, and visionary power has subjected a divided civilization to scrutiny. One of my favorite writers. She was the 11th woman and the oldest person ever to receive the Nobel Prize in Literature. This was the day that in 1936, co-founder of the Black Panther Party, Bobby Seale, was born in Dallas, Texas. This was the day in 1950 that Charles Cooper and Nat Sweetwater Clifton, the New York Knicks, played their first NBA game, first African-American players to play that game against one another. This day in 19, and this day that Chris Cooper was born. This was the day in 1952 that actor Jeff Goldblum was born, a great American actor who was born on this day. This was the day that it was in 1784 that this treaty was signed with 12 Iroquois and 3 Americans that was denounced by the Iroquois that gave away all their lands after the Revolutionary War because part of the Iroquois nation fought with the British to maintain their lands. The war was lost, and they lost their land in this country, many fleeing to Canada. This is a day that in 1906 there was a huge demonstration and rebellion that took place for human rights by the African American community in Philadelphia in 1906. This is the day that Congress passed the Revenue Act, mandating the first tax on incomes over $3,000 that took place here in 1914. This is the day in 1927 that in Alabama that the KKK was found by a grand jury to have conducted 102 floggings of African-Americans in a county, and was public corruption was named at the bottom of this, though nobody ever went to jail for any of this, but this happened in 1927. And you all hear this, the argument over the myth or the reality of rugged individualism. Well, this is not an old phrase. This is a new phrase that was coined in 1928 by then-President Hoover. That's how new it is, from 1928. When he was saying that we don't need government intervention, we just need good old America know-how to make sure that things are right on the eve of our economy falling apart nationally. This is the day in 1957 when the first casualties took place in the Vietnam War. This is also in 1962 that the beginning of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Those of you old enough remember this in 1962. Those of us in high school then in 1962 thought we were actually going to die, that there was going to be a war, that we didn't know if we were going to leave school that day and not be able to come home. In 1962, thinking a war would explode. This is the day in 1963 that hundreds of students walked out and boycotted Chicago schools because of the de facto segregation in those schools in 1962. It was known as Freedom Day, still to this day. This is the day in 1964 that Jean-Paul Sartre was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature, which he declined because of his opposition to the war in Vietnam and more. And what happened in Algeria, he declined to take that award, but he was given that award. This was the day that in 1966, the Supremes, for the first all-female group to take a number one album on the U.S. charts, with Go-Go knocking out the Beatles' Revolver in 1966. This is the day that in 1967 that the biggest anti-war demonstration in history took place against the Vietnam War at the Pentagon. Thousands of students beaten and jailed, literally beaten, some very badly, by U.S. Marshals, as they surrounded the Pentagon in 1967, opposing the war in Vietnam. This was the day that the then President Chu of South Vietnam rejected Henry Kissinger's offer because he knew time was running out. They're trying to end the war. They couldn't figure out how because the U.S. was losing. This was the day in 1965. We should remember the man named Leonard Matlevich. Leonard Matlevich was on the cover of Time magazine with a big headline saying, "I am a homosexual." He was a decorated Vietnam veteran, still in the Air Force, was given a general discharge after standing up saying, "I'm gay, I fought for my country," was then thrown out of the armed forces, and he was challenging the ban against homosexuals in the U.S. military. He was the man who stood up in 75 that began this struggle, and we should remember him on this day, Leonard Matlevich. This is the day in 1990 that George Bush vetoed civil rights legislation that would have strengthened affirmative action policies, and he vetoed that legislation on this day. This was the day in 2002 that the Washington, the Beltway Sniper, as we called him, claimed his last victim, Conrad Johnson, a bus driver in Aspen Hill, Maryland, the 13th and final attack. Those two men were arrested 2 days later on October the 24th. And this is the day in 2012 that cyclist Lance Armstrong was stripped of his Tour de France titles because of the doping scandal. That was his day in history, October the 22nd.